Good afternoon. Well, as expected, a sluggish end to the week. We had the ASX 200 down by about 0.5%, finishing at 5,747. It was an improvement on the lows of the day, where the market was down by more than 1% at one stage, but it always was going to be a challenging Friday. We had a weak lead from Wall Street. US shares had their worst performance in about 3 months. We had the Barcelona attacks, concerns of political instability in the US as well. What we did see, though, was quite a bit of positive momentum building up in the early part of the week. So we had shares rising from Monday to Wednesday. That was actually enough to see markets lift around 0.75% over the past five sessions. Still today, there were more losers than winners, around 70% of stocks finishing in negative territory. The banks and the miners were hit very hard. There were some winners though, and one of them was Kogan.com. This is the online retailer that made its debut on the Aussie market about a year ago, had a strong lift in annual sales and also profits, and said it's on the lookout to buy other online retailers in coming years as well. Telstra, much better performance, up almost 1% today. It has a very long way to go to make up for the disappointing results yesterday. It fell 10% on Thursday and hit a five-year low. And this had everything to do with its dividend payment, which it basically said it's going to reduce by about 30% in 2018. And this would mark the very first cut to its dividend payments in 17 years. So that was more than enough to see its shares take a big hit. Another winner today was Treasury Wine Estates, which was up 3.5%. This is the owner of Penfolds. It's enjoyed strong demand out of China in the past year, and that's helped its profits rise about 55%. The inner ear hearing implant maker Cochlear up 10% this week, up about 3% today. Again, a strong lift in its profit results. And Tats, the gambling group, had another good day, up for the second straight day despite its profits missing expectations yesterday. Now, tonight, we've got US consumer confidence data for August. We've got a speech from a US central bank official as well. Looking ahead to next week, very quiet on the economic front locally, but very busy week for earnings results. We've got BHP, A2 Milk, IAG, Coca-Cola, Woolies and Flight Centre out with their results. The Aussie dollar, 78.9.